Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. And welcome back to Soft Girl Morning, your daily dose of gentle living affirmations. Now, I'm not gonna lie, today's topic hit me hard this week. We're talking about creating a safe space for your mental health, and trust me, it's more crucial than ever in this whirlwind world we live in. Ever feel like your mind is constantly buzzing? Like there's a million voices vying for your attention, pulling you in every direction? You know that feeling when stress just starts to creep in, like a little monster lurking at the edge of your consciousness? Well, let me tell you, it's time to create a sanctuary, a mental oasis where you can recharge, reset, and feel truly safe. Because honestly, how can we pour from an empty cup, right? This isn't about being super zen or anything like that. It's about taking intentional steps to protect your peace, your well-being, and ultimately, your happiness. So, what does creating a safe space for your mental health actually look like? I've got 5 key takeaways that might just blow your mind. First up, define your boundaries. What are the things that drain you? The people who suck you dry? The activities that leave you feeling depleted? Once you identify those, it's time to say, no, and mean it. Remember, saying, no, is not selfish, it's a powerful way to protect your energy. Think of it like guarding a precious treasure, your mental well-being. Next up, nourish your mind and body. What fuels your soul? Is it a good book, a soulful playlist, a hike in nature, or maybe just a long hot bath with some calming lavender oil? Find those things that truly nourish you and make time for them, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Now, let's talk about digital detox. This one's a game changer. Social media can be a black hole of negativity and comparison, constantly bombarding you with unrealistic expectations. So, take back your power. Set limits on your screen time, curate your feeds to follow inspiring accounts, and remember, real life is happening outside the screen. Step away from the digital noise and reconnect with the world around you. Ever heard of mindfulness? It's all about being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, really feel your feet on the ground, and savor the simple things, like the warmth of the sun on your skin or the taste of your morning coffee. Mindfulness can be as simple as taking a mindful walk, paying attention to each step you take, or simply noticing the colors and sounds around you. Finally, remember that it's okay to ask for help. Don't bottle things up, talk to someone you trust. A friend, family member, therapist, or even your favorite barista. Sometimes, just sharing your feelings can make a world of difference. You're not alone in this journey, and reaching out is a sign of strength, not weakness. Let me tell you about Sarah. She's one of my besties, and she went through a really tough time last year. Work was stressful, her personal life was chaotic, and she felt completely overwhelmed. She started feeling anxious all the time, couldn't sleep properly, and just wasn't herself anymore. One day, I saw her staring blankly at her phone, scrolling endlessly but seemingly not seeing anything. I knew something was wrong. Sarah confided in me about how she was feeling, and honestly, it broke my heart. She felt like she was drowning, like there was no escape from the noise and pressure. So, we talked. We brainstormed ways to create a safe space for her, starting with setting boundaries at work, carving out time for self-care activities she loved, like painting, and even just taking walks together in nature. She also found a therapist who helped her navigate those overwhelming emotions and develop coping mechanisms. The change was remarkable. Sarah started to blossom again. She rediscovered the joy in simple things, felt more confident in setting boundaries, and finally started to feel like herself again. Creating a safe space for your mental health isn't just about finding peace, it's about building resilience, cultivating self-love, and ultimately, living a more fulfilling life. Remember, you deserve to feel safe, secure, and empowered in your own mind. So, what will you do today to cultivate that sacred space? Start by identifying one small thing you can implement right now, whether it's setting a digital detox time limit, taking a mindful walk, or simply saying no to something that drains you. Every little step counts. And hey, if you find this podcast helpful, don't forget to share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the love of gentle living and create a world where everyone feels safe, seen, and supported. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.